Retirement. Now that's an interesting topic, isn't it? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Retirement. People go into retirement at various stages of their life. They go into retirement when they are tired of working. They go into retirement when they are through with what they're doing. They go into retirement when they are no longer interested in life. They go into retirement when they go into death. Retirement is a matter of not doing anything that is you consider constructive or beneficial. Retirement is when you have set aside your primary chores, your primary work in life, and you have chosen to be living in a very modest way, perhaps not so modest because you have lots of money, but you're living without purpose. And you say, well, I can live in retirement without purpose. I can take care of my yard, my house, and I can take care of my family. I can go on vacations. I can travel the world. I can do all sorts of things. Yes, these are called running away from life, running away from the experiences that you have learned about and that you have taught yourself our value. If we could start out our life with retirement and travel the world, have lots of money, and beautiful home, beautiful circumstances all about us, and know how to appreciate it and use it, that would be lovely. But that's not how we start out. We start out our life recognizing that we feel that there's some driving impulse within us that makes us want to accomplish something. It's not a matter of what that driving impulse is, nor a matter of what we want to accomplish, but it's that naturalness within us that makes us feel that we want to be something or do something or contribute something or just be ourselves and have fun, whatever that may be. We have a number of retirement people here in the Absolute Monastery. Most of them are still very active people, active with their spiritual life, active with contributing to the University of Healing with their benefits and their help. But some have chosen to sort of go into retirement and think that the things that they're doing are not really important anymore. Well, I have taken a new point of view on this. I have seen how youngsters take a hold of the games and the computers and how it sort of turns them on. They get all excited about things. Their mind is alert. I would imagine their brain waves are in high gear. And so I have suggested to several of our people who are retired, so to speak, here as monks in the monastery, to take some computer program and work in it to get themselves excited about something in life. Now, doing crossword puzzles and doing other type of puzzles has a way of exciting people too, but that's just a part of it. That doesn't lead you to being creative and being imaginative. The games that you play on computers do offer that opportunity. Some of them are rather remarkable. The game Sims, S-I-M-S, is a wonderful game. It's a computer game in which you learn how to create a city, create a world, create whatever you like, you know, business, whatever activities. And you create the people in them. You create their values. You create their ways of looking at things. You create them step by step. And as they evolve, you are always there sort of as God, looking in on these, but you're not a God that is allowing each to do whatever they choose to do. You are a God who determines what things they're going to do. You give them their values. You give them their direction. You give them the purpose in life. And at the same time, you reveal to yourself your own purpose. You reveal to yourself your own values. And sometimes the values you reveal are pretty, pretty far out. They lack a certain amount of blessings, a certain amount of caring, a certain amount of beingness. But these are all quite evident as you work with a game such as The Sim is. It gives you a great opportunity to really see where your values are, to see what you're doing in retirement. And whenever you are going to play a game or to relax or be at peace, you are going into retirement. Are you going into retirement as something to get away from the hubbub of your everyday life, or are you going into retirement to express the magic of your own inner being? You see, as long as we're expressing the magic of our own inner being, we never retire. I have known many people who, so to speak, retired many times from many different jobs, and they had completed the circuit of that job and then moved on to another job and moved on to another job. And as many geniuses are called out of retirement because their way of looking at life, their creative manner of doing things was just so magnificent that the people who had them before or who could have them now call them into being. How wonderful it would be if all of the professors and teachers of all schools had this ability of being creative and dynamic. Truly, their students should be their city, their world, and they're creating their students with the world that they want them to have. And truly, the professors are in the way of doing this. If the professor, if the teacher can motivate the student to learn the course that the teacher is teaching, if the teacher spends the most of his time or her time teaching the student the wonderful values that the course can give, the wonderful imagination the course can raise up within them, then the student will study the course themselves. However, if the teacher is merely asking the student to give a verbatim report on what the course gives and how the course teaches it and what the things are, there's no interest in there. There's no imagination, there's no thrill, no dynamic. The students are learning to retire early because they have turned off their mind and they are merely being machines that are just taking in information and gouging out information. And unfortunately, shortly after the course is over, they have forgotten it. This is all too true. So some basic things do remain. We remember them and we apply them. But how wonderful if we could be motivated to get excited about the courses we're taking, get excited about life, get excited about things. Well, retirement gives us an opportunity to see whether we are excited about life or whether we just are tired of life. And if we're tired of life, we sit back and do nothing. You say, well, I earned it. No, you didn't. We never earn the right to do nothing. That we do in the grave. We have earned the right to be active, alive, involved, creative. We don't want to be a vegetable. You say the word vegetable and people say, ugh. We don't want to be on life support in the hospital. That is of no benefit. Better that we move on to our next dimension. We don't need to linger here, but of course, you'll find that many people who linger, many people who are hanging on are people who went into retirement and had nothing more of interest to do. Let's each of us motivate ourselves so that when we are able to take a moment to relax, go into retirement, that we involve ourselves in some exciting activity of life. Whether it's in community service, whether it's in reading, whether it's in crossword puzzles, or whether it's in playing computer games. The more we do that, the more we'll realize that we need never retire, because we're always alive, we're always alert, we're always excited about what life has to give. We live in a pretty wonderful world, don't we? Let's realize that we want to keep going until we move to our next dimension. And at that time, then we can change our program a little bit. But until that time, let's just give it all that we've got right here, right now. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.